to pay on the base. Tonarabon, Hamotzi Seyar, person who carries out hair, used to put hair into clay. Enough that the enough amount of hair that they usually put into clay. Tit lasos pikur shel tzorpezot. And tit itself, the amount of tit to carry out, is the amount that's needed to make the rim around the hole where you put the bellows into a thing where they heat up gold. Rashi seir yofel tit, good for making clay. Hachi garsin tit kedei lasos pikur shel tzorpezot. Okay. Sid, lime, kedei lasud, tana, kedei lasud, etzbek tana, shebebanos. You need enough lime to cover the small finger of a girl. Om Rav Yehuda Marav, benos Yisrael, shigiu lepirkan, velo higiu leshanim. When you have girls that mature early, and therefore they have body hair, which doesn't look good on them because they're little girls. So benos aniyim toflis osam besid. The poor ones use lime to take off the hair. The nos ashirim toflis or some besoles, and the richer ones use a fine flour. It does the same thing. And benos malachim toflis or some b'shemen hamor, and the king's daughters use shemen hamor. What's it called? Shemen zayis. Okay, shenemar shisha chadoshim b'shemen hamor. It says by Achashverosh, that they used to treat the girls 6 months soaking in Shemen Hamor, or having Shemen Hamor applied to their skin to take off the hair. My Shemen Hamor, what is Shemen Hamor? Rav Huna Bar Chiya Omar Satchis, some kind of aromatic olive oil. Rashi Etzbektana, Darkon Losud Es Kol Aguf Lahadim. They used to, what's it called, put lime on the whole body, not only to take off the hair, but also to make it look more healthy and to make it look red. They already have body hair, but they're not old. They're not old enough to be benos mitzvah. And therefore, it doesn't look nice. Toflos moshko. So they smear their body with this lime. Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba Omer Shemen Zayish Lo Hevi Ashlish. Shemen Hamor is olive oil that has not yet reached a third of its growth. You squeeze the oil when it's still unripe, and that has this power of taking off the hair. Tanya Rav Yehuda Omer Athiknon Shemen Zayish Lo Hevi Ashlish. Athiknon is Rashi says Athiknon Disnab Menachos Ein Mevin Athiknon Hu Shemen Zayish Lo Hevi Ashlish. You don't bring menachos, the shemen zayis from menachos, from athiknon. Athiknon is the same thing as shemen hamor. It's a shemen zayis that hasn't yet reached, from olives that haven't yet reached a third of their growth. The lamasachin also, so what do you use this athiknon for? Shemeshir es asar. It does a few things. First of all, it takes off the hair. Uma'adin habasar, and it makes the flesh, the skin, soft. Rabbeboy Havile Barta, Tofla Aver, Shokol Badal Meyazuze. Rabbeboy had a daughter, and he smeared oil on her body, but one limb at a time. Today one limb, next day another limb, or whatever, until he made her flesh so soft and so smooth that she was beautiful, and Mela people fought over her, and he was able to get 400 zuz as a Nadunya when he married her off. Havi Ahu Nochri B'Shivusei, there was a goy in his neighborhood, so he saw that what Rabbeboy did with his daughter, so he did the same thing. Havi Barta, Tofla B'Chadzim No Mesa. So he did the same thing, except he put it on her whole body at one time, and it choked her off. Took away her oxygen, or I think the article says it raised her body temperature, and she died.
How would anybody know what Rabbeboy was doing? I'm sure he didn't do that.
No, maybe it was a force of it. When his daughter got married, they said, how did she become so beautiful that she had this treatment? He knew it privately, married her off. So, what's it called? And she was a beautiful woman. So they knew, people were talking about it.
He did it when she was a little girl. And
yeah, he married her off when she was still little, because otherwise he wouldn't get the Nadunya. Okay. Omar Kotel Rabbeboy Labarti. So he said that Rabbeboy killed my daughter. Omer of Nachum, Rabbeboy, the Shossi Shechra, Boyin Bante Tafla. And on the Lo Shossin and Shechra, Lo Boyin Banton Tafla. Right, Rabbeboy specifically needed to do this to his daughter because his daughter's had a lot of hair because he used to drink a lot of beer. But we don't drink that much beer, so our daughters don't have that much hair. We don't need to put them through this process. Rashi. Tough the Lama Sakin also Hainu Shemin Hamor. Tafla Basid. He put lime on her. Shakobot Dalad Meizuzation is Yape. She became very pretty. The Koftsu Alea Hamuhu Ganimla. And the people who were fit for her, Rashi makes it a point, he didn't sell her off to people who weren't fit. There were a lot of good shidduchim, and some of them were rich. Nothing bad about having a rich shidduch. But if that's the only reason, then there's something wrong with it. So a lot of good people wanted her, so he picked the richest amongst them. V'nosnu lo mamam. Hashechar mashchir umar b'seir. Drinking beer makes you hairy.
Who drank the beer? The girls?
Or the girls drank the beer. It could be since he drank the beer, he had daughters that had a lot of hair. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kedei losud kilkul. Rabbi Yehuda says the shear of lime is enough to apply to a kilkul. My kilkul, umay andifi. And that's Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Nechemya says enough to apply to an andifi. Back to the Mishnah, which was a while back. Rabbi Yehuda Omer kedei losud kilkul. Rabbi Nechemya says kedei losud andifi. So the Tanakhama said enough lime to put on a small finger. Rabbi Yehuda says enough to make a kilkul, and Rabbi Nechemya says enough to make an andifi. So now the Gemara is going to discuss what are the shiurim of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya. My kilkul and my andifi. Omer Rav, tzida ubas tzida. The kilkul is the temple, the hair on the temple, by a woman, and they used to put lime on it so it should stay put. And the bas tzida is the hair just beneath that where they put the lime to take the hair off completely. So the first one is a bigger shear of hair, and then there's the one underneath it is a smaller shear. So it comes out that Rabbi Yehuda's shear is bigger than Rabbi Nechemya's shear. Rabbi Nechemya has a smaller shear of lime, the amount to do a bas tzida, the hair underneath the temple, and the Rabbi Yehuda then has what's it called a bigger shear, the amount of lime you need for the hair on the temple itself. So Mara says, L'meimra de shear Rabbi Yehuda nafish? You're telling me that Rabbi Yehuda's shear is a bigger shear. Bo'akai malon de shear de Rabbanan nafish? Right? The Maisa, we know that when Rabbi Yehuda argues about shiurim, Rabbi Yehuda always said a smaller shear. So here we see Rabbi Yehuda has a bigger shear, where it says, Zutra midrabbanan. It's a smaller shear compared to the Rabbanan who said enough to put lime on the finger. The Nafish from Rabbi Nechemya. However, it's a bigger shear than Rabbi Nechemya's shear. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda is not always the smallest shear, but compared to the Rabbanan, he's a smaller shear. Rashi. Kilkul tzida templa. Right, the temple. The sodin oso lahashkiv aser. You put the lime to hold the hair down, to pat it down. Bas tzida lamata himena. The hair immediately under the temple, that's lahasr seir dak v'hu andifi. That's enough to take off the sparse hairs that are under there to make the skin smooth. Where it says, L'meimra de shiura de b'yehuda nafish bitmiya. V'akaimelon gabi gemi de shiura de b'yehuda zuter. U'machmer b'shiura Shabbos. We have a rule, and one of the examples is by gemi, that when Rabbi Yehuda argues about the shiurim, he's always the more machmer one. He says a smaller shiur you're chayy for. U'mashani nafish mir abnechem yivazuter mid rabbanan. Ta'amri lasu de etzbektana. He is, compared to the rabbanan, a smaller shiur. Just according to Rabbi Nechemya, he's a larger shiur. So he's not always the smallest shear, but he's a smaller shear than the Rabbanan. Meisvei, Omer Rebbe, Nirin Divir Reb Yehuda Bechavut, the Divir Reb Nechemya Bebeitz HaSasid. So the Brisa says that that which Reb Yehuda says, that it's enough for a kilkul, that is proper by Sid, Rashi says Chavut, Sid HaNimuach B'mayim Harbei, the hu asi lasud kilkul. This is lime that is very much watered down. You mix it with a lot of water, it's very watery. So that watery lime is used as like a hair patch down the hair. It doesn't take off the hair. It keeps it in place. The divrei of Nechemya, the bitzas hasid, hanigbol b'mayim v'osui beitzim beitzim. Right? Who osui losud andifi? And the Reb Nechemya that says you need enough sid for an andifi, not for a kilkel, he's talking about a different kind of lime. Lime that you don't totally mix with water, but you make it into like a paste. And that takes off the hair. So, and that's what's it called, they make into little balls of lime. So now the Gemara says, it's mashma, that an andifi and a kilkel are two different things. Because it'd be the same thing, it's putting it on to hair over here or hair over here, they're both hair, right? Then you need the same kind of lime for the same thing. So the isokadaita, tsida ubasida, if you hold that a kilkel and andifi are just different portions of the hair, idi chavit, then you need the same kind of lime for both of them. I don't understand 100% because Rashi learned, the first lime is to pat it down. The second lime is to take off the hair. Maybe you need two different kinds of things. Maybe the watery lime pats it down, and the doughy lime takes off the hair. But the Gemara is mashma that for those two purposes, you need the same kind of lime. You need, watery lime. So it can't be that the kilkel and andifi are both things that have to do with hair, Rashi. Then lechori, you need the same kind of lime for both of them. You need the same watery lime for both, and it can't be that the brisa can't be that there's different kinds of lime for a kilkul and different kinds of lime for an andifi. So Mara says, Elon Rav Yitzchak, Amrei Devei Rav Ami, andifa. That andifa means, Rashi says, klicheres, the lo shnei dadim, achas lamal of yachas lamata, it's a earthenware kli that has two protrusions to it, two openings. Ukshirotz lamaloso sosim es hadada tachton. When you want to fill it up, you close the bottom opening. The lashon andifi shtei pios. Kidetanya malim b'diyufi. V'tosef tegores ba'andifi. Right? Diyufi. Dio is a double, so something that has a double P, two openings. So it's talking about a klicheres with two openings, and they use the lime to close up the opening. So maskev lor of kahana v'chi adam osam osav anforos. What do you use lime to put into to close a pitcher that you put wine in? Right, the lime is going to destroy the wine. You're putting your money, you're destroying your money. Nobody makes lime closings for things that they put flasks, they put wine into. Elam Rav Kahana Shnosos. It's not that they close up the flask with lime, because that comes in contact with the wine. What it is, it's a gradations on the outside of the flask to let you know how full it is, like a measuring cup. And they used to put lime on the outside where the gradations were to make them, to emphasize them. Kidisnan Shnosos, how you begin? Ad kan lepar, ad kan laayo, ad kan lekevis. Right? They had the measure of a hin in the Beis HaMikdash, and the hin, there was what's it called, some of the things were chatzi ahin, some of the things were revias ahin, some things were shlishi ahin, a third, a quarter, and a half. So they used to have gradations on the outside. Here's a half a hin, here's a third of a hin, here's a quarter of a hin. Rashi. Avaros hefsid. Does a person waste his money, lost some yayin, but please saw some the sid, to put wine into a flask that's sealed with lime? V'ayayin the macha sid v'yotze. Right, what's going to happen is that the wine will dissolve the sid and go out. Not that the wine's going to get ruined. The wine's not going to get ruined. The wine's going to end up dissolving the lime and running out of the pitcher. Shnosos simonim. They are gradations on the outside of the kli. Klicheres gadol v'yeshbo blitos kimina gozim ktanim. Right? They have gradations on the outside that stick out. On the outside of the klicheres ad kan l'sa ad kan l'sosayim. Right? Where you can measure a measuring cup. The sodin also besid and the gradations, they put lime on the outside there, because they show the vanos nikaros. They should turn white, and you should be able to see very clearly what the gradations are. Kidisnam the menacho, shnosus hayu behin, adkan lapar, chatsi ahin, a par you needed a half a hin, adkan laayo, shlishi sahin, adkan lakevis, revia sahin, dirsiv chatsi ahin, yel a par, kain loshen mori azokim, they aviv shishomi rib shimin, brabosa mefarshim. Okay, that's one shot. V'rabosei meforshim andifa kol haguf umitov she'enu osi lahashkif haseir ela hadim boi sidad. He said, my Rebbeim said a different pshat in this andifi. Not that it's talking about a flask, still talking about the hair. But it's not just the place of the hair. There's, for andifi, you put lime over the whole body to give it color, to make it red. It heats up the body and makes the skin look fresh. So since you're putting it over the whole body, you need a thicker lime. And what's it called? Anforo she'eno sod bo bitol achar shekino dechay yishem atamuz ki barte dahal nachri. I don't know what this kino is. There's no note over here either. You don't do that. Nobody's going to take a chance anymore to put Sid on his whole daughter's body, because after this goy had the mishap that his daughter died because of it, nobody did it anymore. So that's not a pshat. Gemara says, I don't know, it means shnosos kolomar. Aver yitafleno. You did it one limit at a time, like Rebbe boy did. The efshar beloshen zeh. Velo nemer shita sashaskein. Rashi says, I don't like this pshat. It doesn't fit into the words. Right? No one ever called shnosos doing a whole body separate, aver by aver. There's no mashmos. Vahazker aver beloshen shnosos. The historical havi perish the perusha shnosos hayu behin, and you have to bring a perish. Where in the world is there a connection between shnosos behin and doing things one thing at a time? The obvious idea is that just like you have gradations, and this is split into parts. When you put the lime on, you put it part by part. But that what's it called? That is called aver because a measuring cup has called shnosos is a far cry that you should be able to bring a raya, right? Shnosos, how you begin to this idea of aver. So Rashi says it's a far-fetched pshat. So therefore he likes the first pshat. The first pshat is that first the Gemara thought it means a flask that you seal up with lime to keep the wine in, and the Gemara says that can't be because the wine's going to spill out. And then the Gemara says, talking about making a measuring cup and using the lime on the outside to accentuate the places where the measurements are. The Iboy same another pshat in what andifi is. My andifa, afusa, forehead. Not where the hair is. You put the lime on the forehead. The chihad ahu bar golil, the iklil abavel, the omrulei kum droshlan v'maisa merkava. A guy from the Galil went to Bavel, and they asked him, he was a makubal, they asked him to give a drosh and maisa merkava. Amr lahu, a drosh lechu kedidorosh of Nechemya lechavrei, the nofka arisa min tosel, umachte bandifi umes. He says, if I start darshaning with maisa merkava, which is also to do, what's going to happen to me is the same thing that happened to Reb Nechemya, who also darshaned in maisa merkava, and a hornet came out of the wall, and stung him on the forehead, and he died. And they said he got what he deserved, because you're not allowed to darshan publicly my samar kava. It's not covered for the Rabbanu Shalom, and therefore he got what he deserved. So you see that the andifi is the forehead. Rashi. Afusa padachas, the forehead. Shalom b'mokum seyer lahadim. Not with his hair. The kilkul is where there's hair. So therefore you need a very loose mixture of lime. And the andifi is on the forehead where there is no hair, just to make the skin red. So there they put that doughy kind of lime, and that brought out the color in the skin. Arisa tsira is a hornet. Bandifi padachto, and it stung him in the forehead. Mindile dole, miyado haisazos. He got what he deserved. Shalohoya lo lidrosh merkava. He shouldn't have been darshaning barabim in maisa merkava. Okay, let's go on. Adama, take out earth. Kechosim amartzufim. Earth are used as a seal, a clay, to but the kind of clay that used for seals to seal up a bag, used to seal up bags of merchandise that nobody should be able to break the seal, and the seal was made out of clay. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. The Chachamim marim kechosim vaigros, smaller shear. The clay seal on a letter, not on a big bag, but on a letter. Zevel v'chol hadak kedei lezabel kelech shel kruv. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Right, the amount of zevel and thin sand is used for what's it called, for fertilizer. So that's enough to fertilize one stalk of a cabbage. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. The Chachamim omrim kedei lezabel krisha. They say it's enough to fertilize a stalk of krisha, with cress, I think. Anybody have the English? Krisha is it's a smaller thing than a cabbage. What? Leek? A leek. Okay. Rashi, Adama or Zilai. It's a kind of what's it called, of earth that's used as clay for seals. Martsufim, Sakin, Oysim, Miklipas, Eitz, Godel, Shinosim, Bohem, Pragmatia, Bistinos, Vichos, Minosom. These are big sacks, says, that are made out of the bark of a tree. And you put merchandise in them on a boat, and you seal them, and nobody should be able to get into them. Kechosim ho'igro, shechosim osam shol yikrav ish bohen, or yikra ish bohen. Nobody else should read them. They seal the letter. Elamisha nishtalchula, only the person which it's meant for should read it. Bishira d'rabban and zutra. Obviously, the shear of the rabban is smaller. You need less clay to seal a letter than you need to seal a bag. Krisha kaflut. I guess that's a leak. Vishiure zutra mishalkru. It's a smaller shear than a cabbage. For a cabbage, you need more fertilizer than for a leek. Chol hagas, if it's thick sand, that's not good for fertilizer. Kedei litin amole kafsid. That's enough to what's it called, to put on Molly Kafsid, Bigmar Mefarish, Kaf shall side in a trowel. Right? The people who make plaster, so out of thick sand you make plaster. Enough to put on the end of the trowel, right? That's a minimal amount of plaster, and this is the main ingredient in the plaster to make the plaster. Okay. And here's another case that we shall speak about. Lechara, we always say the plaster itself is enough to put on a trowel. So the amount of ingredient to make plaster should be more. Because a person isn't toreach to make a smaller shear of plaster. He's making the plaster, makes more of it. But you see, that cloud is not owed by everything. It's, like we said before, by the dio. If it's not that much of a bother, then the same shear of the finished product is the same shear of the ingredients that go into it. Kana kedelasos kulmus. A reed is enough to make a kulmus, a pen. Right, a quill. In Hoya Oveh, they used to write not with feathers like we write. They used to write with reeds. As the Gemara says, why is a reed what you write a Sefer Torah with? Because it's pliable. It's gamish. It's flexible. In Hoya Oveh, if it was too thick to be made into a quill, Omer Rusas, or was crushed, Kedei Levashel Bo Beyakal, then use it for wood. Then it's enough to be fuel to be able to cook an egg, an easily cooked egg, kalashim abeitzim, which is a chicken's egg, trufa, where the egg is already beaten, and a scrambled egg, unasuma beilfis, and put into a frying pan. And that amount, where the frying pan is already hot. So you need not that much wood to fry the egg in a already heated up frying pan. Rashi. We said, right? Marusa, Soduk, Svok, and Harvey. There's a lot of cracks in it. Timobihika, Habayus, Hagod, Rasisi. Rasisi means smithereens, right? Broken pieces. So a reed that's broken up, right? So you can't use it as a colmus, as a pen. Beya Kalam, the Gemara first. The Gemara explained what an easy egg is. The Gemara says it means an easily cooked egg. A mole katsid, tana kedei litein al pitaf shel sayod. What's mole katsid? Enough to fill up the top of the trowel that you plaster with. Man tana dechol mali lelisid. Which tana holds that thick sand is good to put into plaster? Omer Rav Chisda, Rav Yehuda, the Tanya, lo yosud adam es beso besid, elim kein iri bo tevin ocho. After the Churban Beis HaMikdash, they made a gzera that you can't use very fine plaster to plaster your house. So you're not allowed to use plaster unless you mixed in tevin or chol, because that makes the sid not so white. It doesn't look so nice anymore, and that's already not the extra special kind of plaster that they assured because of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Rav Yehuda Omer, tevin mutter, you're allowed to mix in tevin, and that'll make the plaster not superb plaster, which won't be osur anymore because of Churban Habayis, but chol osur. But you can't add in sand. Mitneishu tarchsid, because that makes trachsid, that makes a special brand of sid with sand that is still osur. Rava omra filu tem rabbanan kilkulo zehu tikuno. Could be that even the rabbanan who hold that you're allowed to mix in sand and still hold that the shear is sand to make plaster. Why? Because people use that kind of plaster because otherwise we wouldn't be allowed to use it. So enochinami, it's not the best kind of plaster to put in sand. But now, because if you don't put in sand, you're not going to be able to use that plaster because of Churban Beis HaMikdash. So people v'dafka put sand into the plaster. So that's something that's now beneficial. It's beneficial to put the sand in the plaster because it permits you then to use it. So even the Rabbanan hold, that's what people normally do. So the shear of sand is to put in plaster. And Achanam Reb Yehuda holds that it's a mila to put sand into plaster. So him, for sure, the shear is with the sand, because that's what you normally put into plaster. But even the Rabbanan hold that you don't normally put sand into plaster, and therefore putting the sand in makes it inferior. But that's the kind of plaster people use. So Mela, even according to Rabbanan, that's a shear. Rashi, that's the way at least, 1 second. Lo yosud onem beso besid, la'achar churban, mishum avel shushalai. They asked her doing certain things, and one of them was to plaster your house with this superb plaster. We don't have plaster like that, so we use any plaster, bismanaseh. Tevin ochol, shalo ye loven kolzor, shouldn't be very, very white. Tarchid shid chazak. By putting the sand in, you make it a strong plaster. It's a much better, it's a stronger plaster, even though it's not such a nice plaster, but it's a stronger plaster. And therefore, if Yehuda holds, even though it's not as white, it's still usher to use because it's the best quality plaster, legabe the strength. Kilkulo zetikuno, the lavda mekalkule, umashriro, lohaya mystery. So first Pshat Rashi says is what I said, that if you wouldn't put in this plaster to make it look worse, you wouldn't be able to use it. So that's how people make plaster, bizman hazeh, because otherwise they wouldn't be able to use it. Hilkach al karka chodikashile mal yusahi legadei. Therefore, even though it's something that's not good for the plaster, lemaisa halachically it's good for it because that permits you to use it. Legadei musharinan bein. That's why I use that as a shear. Rabosai mefarshim kilkulo loven zetikuno. And my rebbeim learned a different pshat. Rashi says that the tilkulo, the zetikuno, even though it ruins the color, but that in itself is what makes it strong, right? So therefore, enochanami, color wise, it's not as good, but strength wise, it's better. So therefore, people do use this chol in plaster, even though it ruins the color, but they want to have stronger plaster. The kilkulo zetikuno mashma the shema kilko masakno. Ulahailishna ain't shema kilko masakno. Here it's not that the thing that makes it bad makes it good. According to my pshat, Rashi says, the fact that it's not such good plaster is what makes it good, because otherwise you wouldn't be able to use it. But according to this, it's not the fact that it destroys the color that makes it good, it's the fact that it has another benefit that it makes it stronger. But it's not it could be strong and be colorful, right? Be extra white. So it's not that the kilkul is the tikkun. There's a kilkul and there's a tikkun, right? They offset each other. But not that the fact that it's not so white makes it stronger. That's not the case. The lama huska kilkul kam, why did I mention it altogether? I should say, there's a benefit, it makes it stronger. Hachi havile l'trutze. Nohi dishkure, even though it makes it darker, mashrach zuke ma. But there is a benefit, it's an upside, it makes it stronger. But it shouldn't say that, no, either of them. The negative is a positive. The negative is not a positive. The negative is a negative. There is a positive. So Rashi doesn't fit into the Lashon.
Since this is what...
Yeah, that's what Rabbi Chaim's saying. So then all the shiurim, you have to see what a people... Okay, Kona Kedelasos Kulmus, a reed enough to make it into a quill. Tana Kulmus Amagia Lekishriyas Vosav, how big of a quill? So a quill that goes up until the joints of your fingers. Boy Rabashi, Kesher HaElyon or Kesher HaTachton. The joints that connect the fingers to the hand, or the joints that connect the fingers, the joints in the middle of the fingers. Take, not clear how big the Kulmus has to be. Rashi, Kesher Elyon Shel Emtzah Hayad, right? The joints, the knuckles in the middle of your hand. Or Kesher Tachton Shel Emtzah Ha'etzba, or the joints in the middle of your fingers. Which, how big does the kulmus have to be? The verse says Teiku. Imhoya Ode, if it was a thick reed, so it's not fit to be a pen, or it was crushed. So then the shear is, it's used for fuel. Tana, and how much fuel you need to, what's it called, to cook an easily cooked egg. What is an easily cooked egg? Tana, trufa b'shemin, unasuma b'ilfis. It's already, what's it called, scrambled, together with oil, and put into a frying pan that already has been heated up. Omer le'mar b'rei d'ravina l'vrei, mishmi'alach be'akala mahu, what is a be'akala? Amarlei beyas of the tzilzala, right? That's an egg of a, what's it called, of a tzilzala, a small small bird, small chicken. My timer, what are they called? What? Pargiot. Cornish hen. My timer, mishum de zutra, right? If the reason is because it's small, and therefore the eggs are small, and they're easily cooked, Ema de tziparta, then it's even better use a sparrow's egg, right? That's even smaller. Ishtik. So he kept quiet, didn't have an answer. Omer le midi shmielach bas, he said, do you have any answer? Do you ever hear anything? Why, it's, what's a beyakala? Omer le hochi omer of sheshes. Beyas tarnigolis. It's the egg of a chicken. Who might call it a beyakala? Why is it called a beyakala? Shiuru chachom im ein lucha beyakala levash, also beyas tarnigolis. The fastest egg to cook, right, is a chicken egg. Why are all the shiurim of Shabbos grogris when it comes to food? And here it's a kebeya, enough to cook an egg. You don't have to cook the whole egg. Enough for one grogris of the egg to be cooked. Not the whole egg, but one grogris of the egg, right, has to be able to be cooked with this wood, and that's the shear. Rashi. Trufa b'shemen. Shememaheris levashla, which mixed with oil, it cooks faster. The tziltzalta of cotton, a small bird. Kol shiurei Shabbos ba'ochlin, the kol hotzosan of tzirosan chinosan kegrogris. All of the shiurim of Shabbos that go around foods, whether carrying them or preparing them, is all the grogris. Kegrogris mi beis tarnigolis, shememaheris levashla. So that's what it means over here. You have to be able to cook a grogris out of an egg of a tarnigolis. The locust bay is shlema shura. You don't have to cook the whole egg. And if you'll have enough wood to cook a grogris of that egg, then you're already chayim.